Hey guys,
it's Elle
and Abby,
and today on My Coffee Companion, we're just gonna talk about stuff. It's not really an intro.
Okay.
So before you guys listen, make sure to subscribe, give a rating and comment.
Y'all's queen.
And check out Elle's Help a Little More of Elle.
And
our website.
More of Abby and our merch site.
Yeah, More of Abby just sounds boring. Welcome to More of Abby. Not less of Abby, more of Abby.
Obviously, there's more of me.
Less of...
My parents get home tomorrow, boo-hoo. I don't want them to come home because I'm enjoying staying with my grandma, but whatever.
She said she wants vegetables. Like, who wants vegetables?
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
What should we talk about?
The fact that you would prefer vegetables over pancakes... And cake, and Taco Bell, and Baja Blast.
I didn't say that.
You said in the other episode, I literally prefer vegetables right now.
I said,
You said.
I said that though. The other day I wanted vegetables because...
Yeah.
I had had so much sugar that I felt like I needed, to not eat so much. Okay,
let's talk about teenage girl as a Hello Kitty bottle.
I've had that since first grade. It's nostalgic. Okay.
Well, it's nostalgic because you're not crazy.
That doesn't make sense. Okay. Well,
I lost my phone.
Oh, my dear Lord, Eliana. What's in your pocket? Why is there a piece of cardboard?
Wait, is that cardboard?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. We made macaroons. We're at Abby's right now.
We are. We made cookie dough macaroons.
Doesn't really seem like cookie dough, though.
They're just, macaroons with, food.
Yeah.
That makes no sense, but it does at the same time. Okay.
This morning we woke up at 6 together.
We did. Because I have in-person school. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
What?
So, nothing.
What?
Nothing. I was just
saying. Oh, my God, Adele.
I was just looking outside. But let's finish the... No, no, don't say anything. Let's just finish. Let's just finish this conversation real quick. So, I go to in-person school, and I have to wake up at 6 because I leave at, 7:10.
Oh, it's snowing, by the way.
That was what I was going to say later because I didn't want
you to... Yeah, it's snowing, everybody. It's snowing in the middle of April.
Yeah, and that's not normal here, so... Hint, hint, wink, wink, we definitely don't live anywhere where it snows. What?
We live in Costa Rica.
No, that's where my parents are right now.
That's where my parents are. My grandparents went. They said it was really nice.
Put my crystal down. This
is
not your crystal.
Why is it still gooey? Ew! It's like...
It's very smooth.
Ugh. Yeah, gross. She has a bunch of makeup brushes. One of them looks like a foot. Like a rabbit's foot. Look, it looks like a rabbit's foot.
Oh, it kind of does. That's a foundation brush. Okay.
What about that
Speaking of foundation and makeup. Yeah. Guess what?
What?
So I went to Target the other day. Right?
Yeah. And bought a top you won't give me.
I just returned it already today. Uh-huh. And that's because it was too, small on me. And it would definitely have been too big on you. It didn't even, you're too short to wear it.
Rude.
And there's definitely too much cleavage involved in that shirt. It's such a deep neckline.
A low neckline?
That's what I meant. But anyway, so I was at Target and I bought foundation. Not today, but whenever I bought my bodysuit. I was going to buy a bodysuit t-shirt.
Maybe bought your body. I'm like, what?
And so I got jeans and foundation and concealer. And so I got
To cover up your face.
Yeah. But then it didn't match. So then I bought two different colors, and I was going to return the one that didn't match. So I brought one light and one dark, and those were, two colors next to each other, on, the...
Why don't you just use the one you use now, and, you'll know
$40.
That's the color. No, but, use that color.
Oh, because it's almost gone.
No, but, look at that color and then buy it.
And there wasn't an exact shade to match, so I figured, okay, I'll just buy one and then buy another.
Or you just don't wear foundation because I think you're pretty.
Thank you, but no.
Cover up my entire skin.
But no, and so I tried two different colors and they were so if it was one color, say C8 and then C9, they're next to each other on the colors, then both of them did not look right. One was too light, they were both so orange on my skin.
You look like Donald Trump.
Yeah, I did. And then I tried to put, really, really white powder on,
That just makes you look like a ghost.
No. White powder that you, mix, like, you set your face with, and so it's so white that it can, like, lighten your foundation color. Didn't work.
The only other makeup boxes that I get was, like, the ones from Justice, or, like, those Ulta. Types of makeup boxes that are, like, yeah. the squares of lip balm, and it's not, like, actual lipstick. Now I just, like, wear maybe blush, but eyeshadow and mascara. I don't wear, like, all the foundation and concealer and Vuenamere and stuff like that.
What's a
Vuenamere? It's nothing.
Oh, are we recording? Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay, good. But why? Did you think?
I thought that it ended for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, God. But anyways, so.
How was in person today?
It was good. It was actually good and crappy at the same time. So, the beginning, the first period was kind of sucky because
testing.
It was boring. First period, we don't have testing. So, first period, I just hung out with my first hour teacher. Then, I went to my second hour teacher and we did testing until fifth hour, which is like 2.5 hours of testing.
Abby, the reason you only had to hang out with your first period teacher, why do you have a reason to just, you don't have any friends to hang out with?
No.
Like that?
No, I mean like we had to, I had to go to.
Some girl named Lola or the other girl named.
No! I had to go to first hour to the, everyone in my first hour class. Stop doing this in my chair.
Don't touch my leg.
Sorry.
Such a creepy way.
No, I did not. I touched your knee trying to get you to.
You'll wipe my butt.
Oh my. Okay, stop. But yeah, I had to be with my first hour teacher. Like, everyone in my first hour class had to be there. So that way she could explain the test rules to us. No. So that way she could explain
for
the test
hour?
Rules. For
an hour?
No, for half an hour. And then I went up to my second hour teacher. She's the one I'm testing with all week. And then we had fifth hour. But it was actually, we went to our fourth hour teacher, which is so confusing. And then we just watched videos there because, like, it's supposed to be, like, a brain break and you're supposed to not do testing. So we watched CNN 10.
In seventh or eighth grade?
Yeah. Why is that?
Dang, Gina. Wait, why CNN 10? What if people don't watch CNN and because they're a different party in politics and crap? Like, what if one person...
We're freaking 14 years old. I'm sure no one has that, what's it called? That much is that opinionated about one political side. And it's okay to watch the news. It's like 10 minutes of news. Okay.
You know what I think we should talk
then
about?
I had more testing. I had math testing. I really want to throw something against the wall. Because I've been more the next day and the
Here,
next
throw
day.
This. Throw baby snake pillow.
Bubba snake!
Oh my gosh. What if you put a dent in the wall?
From a pillow?
I don't know. Baby snake has gained a lot lately.
Oh my lord.
What if we talked about our school lives? So we can make up names for the students because I don't want to say real students. So, like, say there was this person I had a crush on and I called him Bob.
Joe Jonas.
No, I don't have a crush on Joe Jonas. He has a wife and he's not that cute. But yeah. Should we do it? We should do it. Wait, what?
What?
What'd you whisper?
I said nothing.
Okay. And go. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, today, there's this girl who I'd walk to the nurse's office. We're going to name her
Tilly.
No, we're going to name her Samantha. Sophie Turner. Or Sophie, yeah, Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner's a real person. Is that because I just talked about Joe Jonas?
No. Okay, fine. Gigi Hadid.
What? Why celebrities? Okay, Gigi. We'll call her Gigi.
And she has this problem with her thyroid, but...
What's a thyroid?
A thyroid is, like, the thing that is, it's, like, something in your, throat, and it helps regulate hormones, brain chemicals, body function, just a ton of stuff. And she kept talking about it all day, and, I was like, oh, okay. And then, after school, so when I had to walk her to the nurse's office, she was really shaking and, like, breathing really heavy. So I was like, okay. And my teacher told her to walk her to the nurse because he wanted to make sure that she got there okay. So she was fine. And then after school, she was saying, oh, I might have cancer. And was, like, cracking up and telling everyone how I have cancer. How Gigi has cancer. She was telling everyone that. But she was seeking so much attention. Not trying to be rude. But she doesn't have cancer. She's just saying, oh, I might have cancer. And then said,
I heard, like, a legit problem?
Her thyroid is acting up, but she doesn't know if she's cancer, so she's just,
like, born
but,
with it?
Born it's a genetic thing, okay. But
not
she
that
said,
hard.
But she said that she went up to, like, four different people and was like, I have cancer, when she doesn't, she like, might school have it.
Can't determine that.
No, that's not what it's from. It's because her doctors told her there's a chance, a very small chance. She told me that there was a very small chance she might have thyroid cancer. And then after school, she went up to everyone, like so many people, and was like, "I might have cancer, or thyroid. I have cancer."
The roid in your thighs.
It's not in your thighs, actually. It's in your throat.
I know.
Yeah, but it was so like obnoxious and like something that was so serious, and she was just like seeking attention for it. And if she actually had cancer, that'd be kind of different. But still, like, why would you just go around?
So much attention.
Yeah, why would you just go around saying I have cancer when you don't? Definitely have cancer, and there's also like a slim chance.
And if you didn't, that'd be even more offensive.
Yeah,
like to actual. Well, so when I was little, I realized I'm in the bad group. The ones with the clipboards. I got a clipboard mark for sticking my tongue out at a jerk.
Okay, yes.
So there was this one kid who...
Hold on, pause. So, Eliana, tell your story. And this is going to be a segment with you because I'm going to go grab something really quick, okay?
Okay, what are you going to have?
My computer.
Okay.
Enjoy this segment with Elle.
So, I was in the bad kid group. I remember my first grade teacher. We'll call her Miss Pillow. And so, Miss Pillow, let's see. The thing about her was she was pretty cool, but also there were these few kids picking on me. They pulled back my hood so that I would choke and shove me onto the concrete. Yes, we had a blacktop. So, I was talking to my dad a few weeks ago, like, before that, not... like present, but and he's like, if someone ever pushes you, push back, like fight yourself, like defend your body. And I was like, okay. And so then I ran up to the person, they were hiding behind the bushes, and I shoved them barely. And so then my teacher made me run 3 extra laps around the blacktop. It's really, really long, like it's huge. Yeah. And there's this one kid, there were like the 3 kids and me. There was, we'll call him
Joe Jonas.
No, we'll call him hectometer. Hectometer. No. We'll call him millimeter. And so millimeter was short and a little chubby and annoying. And he was in my group. And he happened to ask me out on a date. And I was in, let's see, first grade maybe. Second at the most. No. The other kid, we'll call him Santa Junior. And so Santa Junior was very tall for his age. Aww. He's the type of guy who freaked the freak out. He happened to call me names, and they are very interesting names, let me tell you. But one time, he was, like, up in class, and we were getting ready to get for recess. And he was like, well, I can't go to recess, all jolly and happy. And my teacher was like, why? And he's like, well, because I cussed yesterday. Remember, I called them and them and then the word. And I'm not going to tell you the word it was, but... And I was like, oh my God, is this dude serious? And so he was like, yeah, so I have to stay in class. And I was like, you're admitting this. Yeah. So I did hear about one of Abby's old school pals who apparently is a very, very drama queenish to blah blah. Talk about her!
Who?
You know. She was the name of your Avakin Life German Shepherd. Remember that one's name? She's shaking her head at me for some reason.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
Because she wasn't a drama queen. She was my best friend.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You're actually serious?
Yes.
So why not talk about your best friend? Did you drift apart because she liked nacho cheese and you hated nacho cheese?
Oh, my Lord.
Well, yeah, school sucked. My favorite subject was probably dismissal. No, my favorite subject was probably art because our teacher, I'll call him Mr. Deodorant. And he was awesome. He was way better. Like, we had an old one. We'll call her Miss Blanket. But, like, she was in, like, kindergarten and maybe first grade. She was older. She kind of looked like my grandma. But she quit. Or, like, she went to her new job. Like, she was retired, I think. I don't know. And our new one, Mr. Deodorant, he, like, did sculptures. We got to make paper mache posters. It was so freaking fun. I still have a life-size, like, wall, like, mural of this thing that we did for a play. It was really fun. Patrick the Unicorn. Okay, there was this other girl in my class, and her name was Shetland Pony. And Shetland Pony here was no ordinary person. Shetland Pony happened to be really annoying. She scoffed at everything I said. I remember I read the whole entire series of Harry Potter, and at the end of the day, after I read the seventh book, she came up to me and she was like, at the beginning of the day, you were only like this many. And if you, since you guys can't see this, since it's a podcast, my index finger is like smidgy close to my thumb. And so, and she like,
smidgy close.
And so we both auditioned for like a play in like our local theater and whatever. And I didn't show up to practice one time because I was sick. I ended up quitting because it was stupid. But, and then she came up to me before school one day, walked all fancy schmancy pantsy, and was like, you haven't been showing up to practice. You know you need to if you're going to get in. You have to work hard. And I was like, does this concern you, Shetland Pony? No. So, Shetland Pony, please leave me alone.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, Eliana.
Your turn. What's your favorite subject?
I don't know, but I feel like this is a perfect break in the conversation to go into an ad.
Okay.
Okay.
For Anchor!
So, enjoy this ad, and also make sure to listen to it because we get paid.
Yeah, but get Anchor because it'll help you make a podcast. So yeah.
Okay, guys, something really upsetting just happened. Eliana just left, and the second part of our episode got deleted. It's very emotional for me. So, I'm here to say I'm very sorry. I don't know what's happening. It's the second time that this has happened. It's so frustrating. We're going to try and figure out what's happening and maybe try something different. Like I said, we're just experimenting for season two. It's still kind of like a learning curve, even though we've been doing this for 4 months. So, I'm really sorry about it, you guys. Keep listening to our podcast, please. Bye. Wait, is it so... Oh.